things. They're very, very skeptical about things. And therefore, he says, the fact that we all have this common tradition, and that this common tradition has been accepted and has been followed for so many thousands of years, etc., is in itself the proof of the correctness of the tradition. Third philosophic point that he makes: the Jewish people are special. Special is not better, but it's special. They're different. Now, here he enters into an area that, the matter has not been settled till today. For instance, astrology. Does astrology play any role in the life of a person or in the life of a nation? Now, you can bring quotations from the Talmud and the Medrash on both sides of the question. If someone is born under a certain star, are we influenced by the constellations, by the stars? Are we influenced by things that, in effect, we cannot control? And there are three basic opinions which reflect themselves throughout Jewish history on this matter. One is, yes, we are affected. Jews are also affected. But that God sometimes makes an exception for Jews. Jews can get their way out of it. But that if a Jew doesn't want to get out of it, or if the Jewish people don't want to get out of it for some reason or other, then they are under the same general influence that we see throughout civilization. Now, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon is of that opinion. The Ralbag, Rabbeinu Levi Gersonides, Rabbi Levi Eden Gershon is of that opinion. Later on, when Kabbalah became very strong, so that opinion became very strong. It's a fatalistic viewpoint. On the other hand, you have the second opinion, which is the Rambam, which says there's no such thing. Stars don't influence anybody. Not only don't influence the Jews, they don't influence the Goyim. There's no such thing. It's all hokum. Now, good old Rambam, as we'll discuss next time. I mean, he takes on a lot of people with those types of statements and that type of belief. But the Rambam is almost 100% pure natural, rational thinking. And in rational thinking, you don't take stars and constellations and all of these things into account. This is the year of Halley's Comet, right? So there are millions of people in the world that believe that because it's the year of Halley's Comet, something is going to happen. Well, they're right. Something is going to happen. But what has it got to do with Halley's Comet? Rambam says it has nothing to do with Halley's Comet. Rambam would say that Halley has nothing to do with Halley's Comet. But it's a matter of debate. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi walks a very thin line, a fine line between those two opinions, though he precedes the Rambam. But the Rambam's opinion preexisted the Rambam. And his opinion is that the rest of the world is influenced by astrology, let us say, but that the Jewish people, by definition, are not. That's part of their being a special people. Part of their being a special people is that they're not involved. And that's the ancient question: what does the phrase Ein Mazel Yisrael mean? The Jewish people are not subject to a mazel, meaning constellations, stars, not subject to the regular